Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The Theater of Tomorrow!
Flash!
Ad-free, early access, and much more!
Flash!
Tune your telelectroscope to midnightdisease.net/join for premium access to The Theater of Tomorrow and other fine shows like The Hotel, Out of Place, and Margaret's Garden! Membership includes novelties like postcards, pins, Googaw, gimcrackery, and myriad other folderol. And now, on to the show!
From the first murder committed in firelit caves to the electronically transmitted distress calls of deep space, 20th century filled with regrets. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. And when humanity gasps its last, all that will remain, if anything, will be the Theater of Terror.
Okay, well, make yourself comfortable.
Oh, well, thanks. I'll do my best, Perch. But this place is, well, you're due for an upgrade.
Oh, I prefer a smaller space.
Can't relate. So where do you, Right, you don't record. Where do you work on your music?
Well, wherever. I usually practice as I prepare meals.
Yeah, no thanks. I ate at the hotel. Here, I brought you the lyrics. I figure we'll sort out the melody together. Orlando Baptisma wrote some kickin' tunes before she turned full-time producer, huh?
I haven't eaten yet.
Good thinking. Brain food. Now, I know your thing is that doo-wop vibe. I mean, that's why I came here. It's just this song was originally going to be more of a sea shanty vibe. But I think we can get it to where it needs to be.
You must work very hard in your private life.
I work hard all the time, Perchy. That's how things get done.
And yet here you are, asking for my help.
Oh, wow. You work hard, though, too. Training 5 miles like that gotta be double tough, huh?
Okay, true. But I also make time to prepare the occasional meal.
No, I ate at the hotel, Perchy. You gotta listen.
Let me see those lyrics. I see. You wrote these?
Yeah, a while ago. Yeah. But after I heard you sing, I thought they might fit your whole boo-wop vibe.
Boo-wop. That's funny. These are charming. I think I can...
Hey, there he is! See, I thought each chorus could be...
One less voice. The singer becomes the subject. Oh, that's fun. I may enjoy this yet.
More where that came from, Gruesome. You and I are going places.
The only place I'm going with you is back to my corner.
Enough. I'm getting bored with fighting you on this. Don't you want fortune and glory? Of course you do. Every sad artist pitching from the corner does. Otherwise, why go to the corner?
You know, I don't believe for one second you would ever get bored of fighting. Until you handed me these, it's all I've seen you do.
Well, I like to run my mouth is all. Keeps things interesting.
being a music producer isn't interesting enough?
You tell me.
Well, I get all the excitement I need from my corner, thank you.
You know, if you didn't want a bigger crowd than the corner, you'd only ever sing in the shower.
Well, if you were interested only in making music and not making trouble, you'd be back in that studio on Earth.
Aha. You may be singing a different tune once you see the crowd today.
I doubt it very much. But I do enjoy collaboration, and I haven't sung any but my own songs in so long.
Bet. If at the end of the song today you feel nothing, I'll check out. Put me in a box and fly me to the moon. But if I'm right...
Yes?
I was gonna say you have to sing my song, but you're already doing that.
I'll sing any song you like.
You will?
If you're right.
I'm always right.
Are you sure you're not just always talking?
Whatever, check the scoreboard. I already got you singing one of my songs.
I don't suppose you ever lose an argument, do you?
If I ever do, I just start a new one with someone else.
Well, for instrumentation, I think something basic.
You know, I think I am actually a little hungry.
I'll make us something. I don't think a synth sound is appropriate for this.
Something classic, I agree. Need a hand in the kitchen?
Oh, yes, please. I have many mouths, but just the two hands.
Ba-ba-boo, did you miss us in episode 2? Ba-boo, well, we're back with a transition for you. Ba-boo, a bit of cooking and we're ready to go. That's right, it's time for the show.
Welcome one and welcome all to the unveiling of the brand new and improved. You know him, you love him. Give it up for the master of boo-wop, the spooky crooner, the barbershop one that... Perchy Black! Debuting a new and original song just for you, good people. Make sure to put your hands together if you got them. Shimmer your skin or just plain holla. We gotta show this guy he's got the goods. Am I right, Planet Doo-Wop? Okay, without further ado, I give you Perchy Black! With Starbeast!
Out. 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 Out.
Floating in the cosmic deep, we were waiting, cold asleep. We were roused by a cry for aid and had to help or not get paid. We stumbled on a creature ship, a captain's corpse and not a blip. But when we ventured down below, we discovered a misty glow protecting a host of leathery sacks, which opened up and then attacked. It's Starfeast. It came aboard inside its host, our friend, an unlucky exo. Tore him apart and spattered his blood. Surprised us too, but less so. It was pink and thin till it shed all its skin. Now it's 6 feet tall and it's drooling. Our engineer found it and died right away. So we know now it's not fooling. We found below the ground, had inside it a star beast. Enters your mouth, bursts out your chest, then it begins its star feast. Now I'm in command, the danger at hand is very much over my pay grade. But if I don't try, then we'll all die, so I have to not be afraid. We all hatch a plan, dismayed and distraught, then I'm nearly killed by a robot. What? This is not supposed to be happening right now. This is in the middle of the song. What's going on? Okay, my science officer is a company man. Though I guess man is not the right word for it.
Robot.
Should have known with a name like Chipset that you were pretty suspect. Oh, here we go, buddy, here
That's right. I'm gonna show you who has whose sympathies. Hey, those magazines are for reading, not for eating.
Does not compute.
Now he's hitting with the crack and a crash. So it's time to set fire to this robot ass.
Burn it down.
That egg we found.
Burn it down.
Under the ground.
Burn it down.
Had inside it a star beast. Bigger problem. Enters your mouth. Bursts out your chest. Then it begins its star feast.
There's three of us left, not including the cat. So we decide to cut our losses and run. We'll blow up the ship, and that should be that. But the damn thing killing is far from done. Oh, the egg we found below the ground had inside it a star beast. Enters your mouth, bursts out your chest, then it begins its star feast. It's just me left with the cat in a box. I'm in an escape pod, so all is not lost. The thing is here too. A note with a squawk. So I blow it out the goddamn airlock!
The egg we found, below the ground, had inside it a star beast! Enters your mouth, bursts out your chest, then it begins its star feast! The egg we found, below the ground, had inside it a star beast!
Thank you all. Thank you. That was Star Beast by Lando Baptisma. If that's the only song I'm going to sing today, Lando and I have...
Sing one more for us!
I only came prepared with one song today.
Stop speeding!
I suppose I could...
Fall apart!
I could sing one of my classics. Well... How about another original song by Lando Baptisma?
Oh, yeah.
What do you say, Lando? Have you got anything?
Oh, I think I can put something together. If that's what the people want, of course, huh? Okay, folks, okay. Be here tomorrow, same time, same place, and we will knock your socks off with something really scary. Really spacey and brand new. How'd it get sound?
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Lando and I have to get back to work on our new song. I hope you'll return tomorrow to hear it.
Guess I won the bet.
Was there ever any doubt?
Not on my end. Mama always bets on herself.
Then we better get started on that song. Do you have one in mind?
I got nothing, man. But we'll put together a real showstopper.
Our final song, a grand curtain call.
Final? No. We gotta get back and record some of these. The label is gonna flip. You're gonna be a star.
I told you, I'm fine where I am.
But you said you'd sing whatever I want.
And I will. Here, tomorrow. For the people who show up.
But what? Perchy, what am I supposed to do with a song I can't record? I'm holding a paddle with no creek over here.
Oh, come on now. Isn't that exactly the sort of thing that excites you?
Not this close to a deadline!
Do 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 boo up!
The Theater of Terror 3, Boo Wop, continues in our next episode. The Theater of Terror was created by Travis McMaster and Mark Whitten, with special thanks to Andy Hamer. You know what you did. The Theater of Terror was fortunate in securing the services of... Heli Ninaltowski as Orlando Mercutio Jones Baptisma, and Mark Whitten as Percy Black. Music by Mark Whitten and Lauren Picorni. Tutuba di Boo!